So, Anto, heading into your third season at St. Pat's, how do you reflect on the first two you've been at the club?
Yeah, no, obviously last year was very successful with a trophy. We're looking to kick on this year. Fourth year was just kind of getting my feet on the table. I've played a lot of games in the last 2 years, so hopefully they're the same this year.
Yeah, in terms of winning the Sports Direct FAI Cup last year, a great day for the club, for everybody involved. Gives you a hunger to want more, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely. We don't just want to be the team that just wins one. We want to go on and kick on. I think everyone's seeing what success Rovers had after they won that first cup, and they've gone on to do great things and win the league. So that's what we're going to try and do this year and kick on after that.
And we were able to see the real potential of what the League of Ireland is at the minute and St. Pat's as well. Some of the away days we had last year, the crowd we took to the Aviva and the atmosphere as well. And it's an exciting league and an exciting club to be playing for. I'm sure you're really enjoying it in your mid-20s full-time and a proper thriving league and thriving club.
Yeah, no, it's great. You can see the season tickets, not just Pats, but around the whole league. Everyone's flying out the door. Games were full last year. You've seen the attendance at the Cup Final. No, it's a great place to be at the minute and a great place to play football. I'm really enjoying it.
And in terms of ourselves at St. Pat's as well, a really good squad that John and the staff have assembled. Lots of players retained, some new exciting signings as well. How has pre-season gone, not just on the pitch, but also in terms of getting the group together? I believe you guys were out doing a bit of go-karting last week.
Yeah, no, it's been great. We've been in quite early, to be fair, and the new lads got in early, which helps. Coming into the January period, we were in kind of in December, and a lot of new lads came in. So it was great. We got to know the lads, and listen, they've all bought into it. They've all been great signings, not just on the pitch, but they're very good characters off the pitch as well. So now, listen, the gaffer's came. He's put a great squad together, so hopefully we can do good things this year.
How important is that the people in the squad, not just the current ones, but the new ones, are good characters and they buy into the work ethic of what the group wants and what St. Pat's Athletic wants, because that counts for a huge amount when you do go and play on the pitch.
Yeah, of course. Listen, I'm sure the gaffer's looked in. He's done his research on the lads that he signed. He knows that they're good characters and they've came in. They've been nothing but that. They've been excellent with us and we've been good to them as well. So we're just trying to push each other. Listen, we're all here. We want success for the club and that's the bottom line. We all want to do well for St. Pat's and we want to win things for this club and hopefully we do this again this year.
How do you see the season? And looks to be very competitive. A lot of squads have been added to. Some players have left the league to move abroad as well, including from ourselves, but looks quite exciting.
Yeah, no, as you said just a few minutes ago, it's exciting league this year. The teams that come up look really strong as well. So yeah, it'll be a really tight league. I'm sure the league will hopefully run to the wire. Hopefully we'll be right up there this year. And I'm sure European spots are always tight. I think I went to the last game nearly last year and down the bottom of the table. Hopefully we're not there, but I'm sure it'll be tight as well. So listen, everyone will take points off everyone this year and hopefully we're at the top end of it.